right. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to call our CCPL meeting to order on this October 6th. The first item of business is approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I looked at them and they look okay, so I move adoption, Doug.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Just a quick note, I think Invesco is spelled wrong at one point in the minute, but other than that, agree. So all those in favor of approval of the minute say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
The minutes are approved. Moving down to loans for this week, we have, I believe, just moving it in my packet. Yep. Thanks, Doug. Seven loans, a little over $3 million. So is there a motion to approve the loans?
This is Doug. I move we adopt the seven loans.
I second that. Rich, do you want to maybe walk us through the loans that we're looking at today?
Sure. All the loans have been approved by the AG's office for public purpose. I would like to single out the two largest loans, number one and number five. Number one is for land purchase for a tax incremental district economic development project, while number five is for the construction of a municipal parking lot in Sun Prairie. You know, both of these loans should be considered economic development and point to the fact that BCPL remains a go-to source for municipal funding of economic development projects throughout the state. In fact, I looked it up just today, and BCPL has made over $1.2 billion in loans over the last 10 years. And nearly 20% of those have been classified as economic development projects. Of course, there's many other loans that are made by BCPL that have an element of economic development, including, you know, the purchase of fire trucks or construction equipment made by Pierce or Oshkosh Truck, in addition to the many building construction and road projects that we help finance. So I just wanted to point that out to show that, you know, the State Trust Fund Loan Program is important to the economic vitality of the state of Wisconsin.
Okay, it's Doug, a couple quick questions.
Sure.
And number one, what does TID stand for?
Tax Incremental District.
Pardon?
Tax.
Oh, yeah, okay, I got it. Yeah, Tax Incremental. And if number one is economic development, why is number seven not?
That number seven, that Lake District is purchasing land for a new public boat launch on that lake. And so depending on how you look at it, you potentially could include that as economic development, but I think it would be a little bit more of a stretch.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
That's all I have on the loans.
Thanks. Thanks, Rich, and I think this just reiterates what we talked about at the last meeting as far as doing a review of the State Trust Fund Loan Program as far as what loans were made maybe this year, what kind of percent of the portfolio of loans were for economic development versus road construction. And so I'm excited to have a look back of 2020 and the impact that we had in that program. So. Any other questions for Rich? See none. All those in favor of approving the loan say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Sarah. Great. Right. The motion carries. Moving to new business with the land bank transaction and the sale of BCPL property. So maybe before we go into a motion, Tom, do you want to walk us through what we're looking at for this land sale?
You bet. Our northern staff continually goes through our land inventory looking for parcels that are not only not central to our mission of producing money for the trust funds, but also that we may be able to find a purchaser for. If you think about it, virtually every single parcel that we've had has gone up for public auction at least once, and sometimes two and three and four times over the the history of BCPL. But before we put it up for auction, we want to make sure that we've got some likelihood of success, because it costs money to get it appraised. And so in this particular situation, the adjacent landowner had responded to some of our inquiries as to whether he would be interested in purchasing. So we paid for the appraisal, and the person is definitely motivated to bid. The parcel is located adjacent to the county forest, but the county is not interested in acquiring it to expand the county forest. So in this particular situation, these parcels are not, like I said, central to our mission of producing recurring revenue for the trust funds, and therefore it deemed that these would be ones suitable for sale.
Tom, can you maybe...
I have a question. I'll move to we have a motion on the floor.
Tom, I'm just curious. Does this fit at all into land banking authority as far as the 80 acres?
Yeah, so when we sell this particular property, the proceeds of these would be set aside to be invested in other lands. And those other lands that we could acquire with that money would have to either provide better public access to our trust lands, would have to improve management efficiencies, or address forest fragmentation, in essence, block better to produce a bigger contiguous block of land. And so in this particular situation, they've been appraised at $36,400. If someone bid at least $36,400, that money would then be available to purchase other lands.
How much money is in that account at the moment?
Currently, it's about, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.6 million.
Okay, so we haven't talked about that for a long time, and it's a little while, maybe we should put it on the agenda, but my question is, with all that money sitting there, have we been scouting around for land?
We have been scouting around for land. And what we've really been trying to do is make sure that we're picky about it, that in essence the lands that we're picking up really do those things that we're looking for. There is land available up north, but sometimes it may not be suitable, that it may not be very close to what we have, it may not be suitable for growing timber, or that the people that have it want way too much for it. We've run into a couple of situations where sellers were looking for a price that was just too high. And so, if you've noticed when we've been purchasing land, sometimes the land that we're purchasing had already been on the market for a while and the price had come down. So,
okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And, Tom, with regards to, I guess, land banking authority, do the 80 acres also count towards purchasing 80 additional acres? Because I know we only have authority to purchase so much land to meet those objectives that you talked about earlier.
That's a great question. So the rules on land banking are that we cannot own more land than we started with. And so when we started land banking in 2006, we had 77,845 acres. And so, in essence, when we sell these 80 acres, that gives us some more cap room to buy more acres. The acreage cap is not as much of a concern because of the fact that if you think about how we've been going about this, for the most part, as we've been selling lands, a lot of our lands are isolated, some of them are landlocked, and as a result, you don't get as much for it. But when you turn around and buy productive, accessible timberland, it's going to cost you more. So as land banking goes forward, we would end up with fewer acreage because of the fact that we're selling less expensive land and buying more expensive land.
That makes sense. That's helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, if there no other explanation, is there a motion to approve the land bank transaction?
So moved that we put this on the market for an auction bid.
I second that.
The question yep. I had, Tom, and you probably already answered it because you said there is a neighbor who's interested. Does he or she own adjacent land? Because you indicated in the material that this land had no access. So does he or she have a way to access it already?
That is correct, Doug. The person who's interested is an adjacent landowner and would be able to legally access it.
Okay, thank you.
Josh, any questions about the potential
sale? No questions for me.
Sale? Okay. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the proposed land bank sale to public market for Main Creek, as captured in our packet, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Great. Motion is approved. Moving now down to routine business. Rich, the Chief Investment Officer's report.
Thanks, Sarah. In today's packet, I provided a summary along with details of our investment portfolio, and it's my intent to provide this type of detail on a quarterly basis moving forward. I'm also working on a format to provide quarterly summary of amounts invested in each asset class relative to the asset allocation approved by the board and the investment policy, and I should have that report available at the next meeting. At the most recent investment committee meeting, the investment committee voted to allocate or commit $30 million to a fund called the Brookfield Infrastructure Development II Fund, Infrastructure Debt Fund, which is a fund that lends money to infrastructure projects. I think that we talked a little bit about this in earlier meetings. Which is a relatively safe asset class and should provide reasonable returns. Expected annual returns in the 7% range for that debt product. And that's all I have today. Does anybody have any questions on the materials provided in the packet or on the Brookfield Infrastructure Debt Fund?
I don't. Josh and Doug, do you have any questions for Rich?
I don't either.
I'm okay.
Great. And Rich, I do appreciate you sharing with the board as far as our progress towards the asset allocation. Since we spent time at the beginning of the year, I think it will be helpful to share with the board the progress that we made towards that. So that's good to know that is coming.
Thank you.
Tom, moving down to the Executive Secretary's report.
Well, in the interest of the great weather, I'm going to keep my remarks really short as well. Mike Zeidler, our real estate specialist, is continuing to make some progress on real estate transactions. And while movement on the bigger transactions moves slowly, we're starting to see more progress on the smaller transactions. So in addition to the transaction on the agenda today, we're moving to closing on the sale of a small parcel of land in Douglas County that had been previously approved by the board. The purchaser is ready to close for a while, and we need signatures from the commissioners. And so I would greatly appreciate it if we could schedule a time when I could meet with you individually to obtain your signature on the land patent so we can finish off this transaction. I promise I will take all reasonable precautions to deliver the patent and notarize your signature from a distance. So is there a time that I could visit with each of you? And do you want to schedule that by phone, or how would you like to do it?
Well, this is Doug. If you, after this meeting, if you give me a quick call, I'll tell you what we could do.
I'm more than happy to do that.
Tom, I think just helpful for some of us, when do you need this by? Is this ASAP or so we can schedule within your timeline?
So the people have been ready to close for a while, and so I don't want to say that it needs to be done today or tomorrow, but it needs to be done soon. So.
Okay.
Tom, if you could schedule with my office, I would appreciate that.
Is there someone in particular that you want me to contact with at then?
Do you normally contact my chief of staff, Ashley Visti, about scheduling issues? If so, I think that's probably the best place to go.
Okay. I will contact Ashley. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other updates, Tom?
I think the rest can wait for another day, so.
Okay. I'm actually not going to report anything as well. So any future agenda items? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Doug.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded, so all those in favor of adjournment say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Great. Meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody, and enjoy the rest of your week.
Tom, call me as soon as you can.
Thanks, everyone.
I will.
Bye-bye.